To the workers and students at Hillcrest School, April 26, 1909. Typed. To the workers and students at Hillcrest School. I feel very much pleased with the lay of the land in this place. Both the highland and the lowland should be appreciated. If every worker and every student will do his best, the Lord will cooperate with the efforts put forth. The Lord is acquainted with all our circumstances. When that Ethiopian traveler was reading the scriptures as he rode in his chariot, angels of God were looking upon the scene. One of the disciples was sent to meet the chariot, and when he came to the place, he saw the man to whom he was sent studying the scriptures. Philip said to him, "Understandest thou what thou readest?" He answered, "How can I, except some man should guide me?" Then Philip opened to him the scriptures. And when he had heard and believed, the Ethiopian asked, "What doth hinder me to be baptized?" Acts 8, verse 30, 31, 36. This experience shows the Lord's care for his people. It was the Spirit of God that led this man's mind to the scriptures, but he could not interpret their meaning. Then the Lord sent one of his servants to enlighten his mind and to make him understand that Christ, the Savior of the world, to all who will believe on him, would pardon his transgression. The Holy Spirit was opening that man's spiritual eyesight. When the Ethiopian asked, "What doth hinder me to be baptized?" Philip did not wait to see how he would hold on to the faith. He said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Verses 36 to 38. The Lord wants every one of us to fill in the very place he has appointed us. If we will walk in simplicity and godliness and trust in the Lord, just as the little child trusts its earthly parent, he will enable us to do the work he has given us to do. If we will seek the Lord, he will work for us. I have proved this matter, and there are many others who have proved it. The Lord will work out our salvation for us if we will commit the keeping of our souls unto him as unto a faithful Creator. I feel so thankful for the presentation that has been made to me over and over again, that many of the colored people will be reached if we will teach them the simplicity of the truth. It is not we who make the impression upon the mind and heart. Angels of God make the impression. They see every effort we make, and they soften the hearts and enlighten the minds of those for whom we are working, so that heavenly impressions can be made and hearts and minds can be led to see and understand. I am thankful that I have had the privilege of visiting this school. You all need to appreciate it. Here you have high and low ground. You are to prepare the ground for the sowing of the seed, and in your efforts the blessing of the Lord will certainly be with you if you will walk humbly with God. Trust in him who understands the situation. Then he can work with you in all your efforts, and you will see of the salvation of God. I want to say that you will have our prayers and our help as far as we can give it. Our interests will go with you, and the Lord will help you in making this effort. Not merely because of the good that may be accomplished in this school, but because of the many others who need the experience you are having. The work you do here may result in the salvation of hundreds of souls. If you will follow on to know the Lord, you may know his goings fronts are prepared as the morning, and the blessing of God will rest on parents and children. There is one point we must be careful to remember. It is this: that the students in this school will carry away with them what they see and hear here. They will follow the example you give them. Then let teachers and students be learners to harmonize and learn the precious lessons which will prepare mind and soul for the higher school, even the heavenly. I am deeply interested in the work that is being done here, because special light has been given me regarding the neglect there has been to take up the similar class of work you are doing. I have specified in my writings what this work is. I have tried again and again to impress its importance on the minds of the people. I shall still talk of it wherever I go. You are not working alone. When you are tempted to become discouraged, remember this. Angels of God are right around you. They will minister to the very ground and the earth, causing it to give forth its treasures. This is the instruction I am trying to give to our people. I want them to understand what could be accomplished if we would work the will of the Lord. It is the Lord who has given the instruction. Let us follow His directions.